This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
As we've discussed before, the demand for locally grown food is on the rise, and consumers are constantly wanting to know more about where their food comes from and how it's grown or produced. The good news is that a family-run business in Nokomis has the tools to help you grow your own produce. Nokomis Gift and Garden is owned and operated by Tom and Lola Spears, and I made a trip to their store to find out the history of the business and what plants and products they have to offer.
Well, my folks, Mickey and Pete Grauer, started this greenhouse. Oh, they bought it from Missoula's. It was just a little two-bin greenhouse, and they wanted to do it for hobby for their retirement. And they were successful. It got to be a little too big for them. And so I started in 84 helping them as part-time, just to take some of the heat off of them in their older years. And then in 1990, Tom had worked out the quarries north of town here, and they shut the quarry down. And in November of 90, then, we decided to go into the greenhouse business full-time. And we started out in, he delivered plants to the area florist in a little minivan. And, you know, we'd take the seats out every week and then put them back in to have our kids ride in it then. And, which we have three. And so it, the seats were a must. And so then in 93, we decided to move across the street and build our own flower shop, gift shop, and put some greenhouses with it. And so that was when we went in full time then. And he still does a plant wholesale route in the area, and I take care of the retail part of it. And then probably in 96 we bought vacant property down at the end of Nokomis and to put more greenhouses up to have more space to grow.
Well, I just finished up a lovely tour with Tom, so I saw everything that you guys do here. But tell us, I know we're standing in kind of the retail shop right now, so obviously I've got flower vases in front of me and ribbons, so floral arrangements, but you do several other things. So I don't know, Tom or Lola, who wants to just explain that side?
Well, like I said, Lola does take care of the retail things, aspect of things, and she got so much stuff in here with the gifts and the flowers and I try to take care of wholesale. We grow as much as we can. We grow probably 90% of what we sell. We grow certain things. We found out over the years we don't sell well, so we just bring it in. And then we have, in the springtime, we bring truckloads of tropical plants in from Florida. It'd be like your hibiscus and mandevilles, oleanders, and stuff like that. So we're kind of diversified, both retail and wholesale. And I learned a long time ago what I take care of and what Lola takes care of. I learned a long time ago. She's good at retail, and I'm good at the other.
Well, and we do, we have a nice line of sympathy items for customers. We do custom work in the flower shop. And then in the greenhouses, we do custom work as far as patio pots. If people bring their own pots in, we, you know, take care of them to plant the tropicals in and then the flowers around them to really add an accent to their patios.
But you've got a lot here at the store and in your greenhouses that you bring over of all types of plants and flowers and things.
Yeah, I mean, we started off with Lola's mom and dad. With them, it was just vegetables. That was 25 years ago. Everybody put out a big garden. After a while, we saw that where the flowers was going to be the next big thing. And we was able to develop with how society ended up starting to decorate their house more and stuff. And so, you know, we try to be, I want to say, on the cutting edge of our flowers because things have changed so much in the last 25 years or 23 years. The plants we sell now are nothing like we sowed back then. Most of our plants are the hybrid varieties, the vegetative plants. They're not grown from seed. They're grown from another cutting. And a lot of this we can't actually take cuttings off of by law. So we have to pay a patent and grow them on. Now, we found out over the last 10 to 12 years, for the customer, it's actually very good for the customer. Do they cost a little bit more? Heck yeah. But boy, they flower better for people. They're easy to take care of for people. They put on a much better show. And over the years, people in Central Illinois have found out that they just do work so much better. And so we carry a full line of vegetative plants. On the vegetable side of things, we still seed our own tomatoes, peppers, cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower. We'll do about 25 different varieties of tomatoes and about 10 or 12 different varieties of peppers. And we seed all that and transplant all that ourselves. So all of our vegetables are grown here. People like to go to these farmers markets and buy fresh vegetables grown by people in the area. Well, we kind of do it one step farther and grow the plants that produce the vegetables for people at these produce markets and that. And, you know, you don't get that where you buy a lot of your plants. They don't come from Illinois. They're not from around here. We don't use chemicals. We're not organic. Don't get me wrong. That's something altogether different. But we do produce most all of our own vegetables. And, you know, and we're kind of known for our vegetables.
There's another thing that you do. You were describing to me in the way that you care for your plants. You do not use growth retardants. And that's something that makes the plants, I think, quite a bit healthier, and it impacts the way they grow as well. You're getting, I don't know if you'd say more for your money, but you're getting definitely a bigger plant.
Definitely. I know how, you know, I like to garden, and I know how I feel about my plants, and I want them taken care of from the get-go just like anybody else. So if you put a growth retardant on there, it's going to stay, you know, it's not going to grow for a while. That's what that chemical does, is make sure they don't grow, and that we're just not into that. It's I want my plants to grow, produce, and so I can, or so I can, you know, make my family healthy things to eat. So it's not easy, you know, and then people say, oh, they'll come in and say, well, your plants are too big. Well, you know, that's what we're here for too. We're here for customer service. We have we're always here, you know, we're always here to give help, and we want our gardeners to succeed. If you don't succeed, you're not going to come back. So we do everything in our power to make sure when you leave here, you're going to succeed in your garden.
Well, a great motto to have and a great mission for the business. And obviously you've been successful because you're still here and you're big and you've got a lot to offer. On my tour with Tom, you don't use growth retardants, but nature can do that on its own by temperature control. Tom, anything about that you'd like to share? It was interesting to me.
Well, all of our greenhouses are thermostatic controlled. For heat, but then also for cooling. What you do is at one end of the greenhouse, you have vents that come on at a certain temperature, and then fans at the other end to pull the air through at a certain temperature. We try to run our greenhouses 68 at night, heat, and then 78 during the day. That's just a good temperature for plant growth. It's only 10 degrees between the two, but it's just good for plant growth. Now, if we think we see something that maybe is getting too tall, tomatoes, cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, we have that option of turning everything down so we don't heat maybe at night and run the daytime temperature at 60. Of course, you can only do that if the outside temperature is 60 or below. And what that does, it tones the plants for the gardeners who, whenever they put them out, there's not a transplant shock, because they're already cooled off. We've already cooled them off.
Hardened them off.
And we can do that with our greenhouses with the controls. It just takes a lot to keep everything running. You know, we got the 8 greenhouses, 10 greenhouses, actually counting retail. There's a lot going on.
Yes, there is. That's a great way to put it. A lot going on at Nokomis Gift and Garden. So you told us the history of the business, how you got started. You just started helping out your parents, Lola. So I'm assuming that means neither of you went to school. You learned by doing, and you learned along the way.
We sure did, but we had help. We had other friends in the greenhouse business, and one thing we learned is don't be afraid to ask questions. You can make mistakes and learn from them, but if you always have a good source for knowledge, use it. That's what it's there for.
And you're big on service here. Tom was telling me about, you know, your policy, how you treat your customers. You're friendly, obviously. You're talking to me. You guys have been smiling the whole time, but you pride yourselves on that, and that's another reason you've been successful.
Exactly. Like I said, we want our customers to succeed with everything they buy from here. Yeah, we're going to have failures, and we need to hear about that, too. If there's problems, you know, let us know. We got to know, too. So good or bad, we're here. Customer service is, we just know how we like to be treated when we go to another place of business.
Well, a great attitude to have. The one thing I haven't asked you yet is your hours of operation. We've been talking up Nokomis Gift and Garden. So when can folks come out and see you and check out all the things you have to offer?
Well, our hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, Saturday, 8:30 till noon, until April 1st, and then we are open 8:30 to 5, Monday through Friday, Saturday 8:30 to 5 also, and Sunday 11 to 4. Now, we are going to be closed Easter Sunday because we like to be with family also. So, yeah, and if there's, you know, need for somebody to come in after hours, we're usually here too for that.
Wonderful. Well, Tom or Lola, any final thoughts you have or anything you'd like to say to people listening to have them come to your store, or just any words you'd like to mention?
The big thing is what Lola said is the way we treat the people. I mean, you know, it's the way when we go to a store, you know, if you don't get a thank you or how are you today type of thing, I just don't like going to them kind of places. You'll get that here. You'll get people carrying your stuff out to your car. We'll help you load your car with a mulch or soil, whatever you need. We just don't show you, point at it and say, there it is. You know, we just don't do that, you know. So that's my big point, is the customer service and the quality of the fact that we do everything ourselves.
And once again, we've been visiting with Tom and Lola Spears of Nokomis Gift and Garden. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.